Hello, everyone. This is Read Between the Lines, a podcast with the Tower Art and Literary Magazine at the University of Minnesota. I'm your host, Bea, and today we will be discussing this year's theme, Patchwork, with fellow Tower staff members Macy, Sarah, and Katie. Thank you all for being here today. I think we can just start off with a little introduction to who you are.
Absolutely. I'm Sarah. My pronouns are she, her. I'm majoring in English and strategic communication, and I'm an editor-in-chief.
My name is Macy, and I use she, her pronouns. I am also an English major. I am minoring in management and getting a certificate in editing and publishing, and I'm also an editor-in-chief this year.
And my name is Katie. I use she, her pronouns. I'm an English major and a StratCom major, and I'm minoring in Spanish. And I'm also one of the managing editors.
Stunning. Do you all consider yourselves creatives?
Yeah, I do. I forgot to mention I'm minoring in creative writing, so I do a lot of creative fiction and also poetry. I haven't been published yet, but I've been trying to get my name out there a little bit by sending to other student magazines across the country.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't say I'm a creative myself, but I feel like I'm an appreciator of creativity, both through writing and art and music, which is part of what makes this experience at the Tower so meaningful and fun, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would also say I am not a creative myself. I also appreciate art. I appreciate the creative process. The extent of my creativity is just like crocheting and being crafty, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. So we are seeing that the theme for this year is patchwork. I was wondering if we could chat more about what that means and the connotations with it.
Yeah, so patchwork, we came up with this idea because we had really wanted to focus on, like, I think from the very beginning we were talking about like sewing and like crocheting and all those different things. So we thought that this theme could really connote joining ideas, methods of expression, and people, particularly in an incongruous or unexpected way. So patchwork calls on creativity and togetherness to mend the self, form something new, make connections. We really just want to encourage submitters to see artistry as a method of healing.
Patchwork also calls upon that eclectic style that shapes the feeling of home. Home is a concept with boundless definition, so one could think of home as something that provides comfort and security, or one may think it serves as immense chaos in their life. Patchwork inspires writers and artists to examine their relationships, experiences, and emotions in a way that embodies their own definitions of their feeling of home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really interesting. It's interesting to think about the eclectic modes of creativity and just mm-hmm. home. Where did this idea come from?
Similar to what Sarah said, when I like presented it to the class to kind of just throw ideas out there, I was actually on thesaurus.com and I was mostly just like looking up words that I thought were kind of aesthetic. And as I was kind of searching through words, I wasn't really finding anything that I liked. And then I thought about the conversation that we had in class. We were talking about our unique skills, and a lot of people in class said that they like to crochet and talked about like making granny squares and how cute that would be for advertising. And as I was thinking about that, I was also recently thinking about getting a tattoo, and kind of the idea of like the patchwork tattoo like aesthetic mm-hmm. came to mind. And when I thought of the word just patchwork, I was like, oh, that kind of is creating the feeling that I was like looking for. And then as I got more into thinking of ideas of ways that we could market that or what kind of pieces would come in that would represent that, I just thought it was a really great idea to pitch.
Yeah, I like the bringing up of the patchwork tattoos, like mm-hmm. how you're getting all of these different like aesthetics and like just different art forms and then bringing them all together into one. Is there anything that you've been seeing out there lately that's inspiring you and making you think of patchwork?
I recently read a really cool poetry book by poet Sarah Kay. It's called No Matter the Wreckage, and it just talks a lot about home and family, just like memories from the past. There are little like sketches throughout the book that like really hone in on these different like themes she explores in her poems. And in particular, there's this poem called Hand-Me-Downs. I thought it was super cool, and if like someone submitted that to us, I would be so excited. It likens a father's anger to like a hand-me-down sweater. And I just thought that was so perfect. It like it reminds me of patchwork in the content of like home, family, that kind of thing, but also just because of like the literal patchwork that they talk about in the poem.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think I've more been like searching out ways that we see patchwork in the world. As Sarah and I were writing our short letter talking about the theme and kind of introducing it, I did some research about what patchwork might mean in other cultures. And one thing that I found that I thought was really cool was that in the Han Chinese culture, they have something called the 100 Families Robe, where mothers create these robes for their sons as they're born, in which they collect fabrics that are donated from the families in their community, whether that be like their neighbors, friends, relatives, to stitch this 100 Families Robe that looks very patchwork-esque. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to like ward off evil spirits and like serve as protection for mm-hmm. their sons as they grow up. So I thought that was something that was super interesting. And like seeing the different ways that patchwork is used as an art form more physically was really interesting to see as it relates to maybe submissions that come in as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's interesting to see like this idea of protection as well that's being like weaved into the theme. That's really interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, I think for me, I haven't really noticed much that inspires me about patchwork, but what I really love about the theme is that it can really give way to showing the different pieces that make up yourself and how you are not just one thing, but a conglomeration of a lot of different parts. So I really like that way that you can self-express and really represent yourself in multiple different ways.
Yeah, we really wanted to have a theme that conveyed that, mm-hmm. that it's not just one thing.
Yeah. This year, the Tower is open nationwide to undergraduate students, which is the first year that that's being done. I was wondering why this shift, and what do you hope that it will bring?
I think our main goal for this is to just open up to the rest of the country, because obviously U of M students all have very different life experiences, but we hope to get a more complete picture of modern art and poetry in America. I think we also took a lot of inspiration from other student magazines who take submissions from other universities across the country, and we just wanted to like be a part of that.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm super excited about us opening up our publication to undergrads all over the U.S., not just here at the University of Minnesota. And I think that not only will that mean that we get a greater variety of submissions sent to us that we can kind of parse through and choose, but I think it'll greater represent kind of what our country is like, what people are like. It'll represent multiple different perspectives. And I think that this like opening up like paired with our theme also really just encourages diversity and togetherness as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also a great experience for artists, because I know that it's difficult to get out there into publications. So I think being accepting and supportive of undergraduate writers and artists is so wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really hard to put yourself out there, so it's like we hope this is as welcoming as possible for writers and artists.
Yeah. Is there anything you want submitters or readers to think about?
I think that my advice to submitters would be, or even just those who are looking to read our publication, is to think about what patchwork means to you. Be creative and do something unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would also say don't be too limited by the theme. Patchwork is so broad. It can fit into so many different things. So if you feel like you would like to give it a chance, submit your work. We want to see everything, and we can definitely find a way to interpret patchwork in a way to fit your art.
Yeah, it's been really exciting so far to see what everyone submitted and these little like threads of similarity that we can sort of like pick out in between everyone's different piece. So yeah, we're really excited and we're having a lot of fun reading submissions.
Yeah. Submissions are open until November 30th. And I just want to say thank you all for being here with me today and for this excellent introduction to this year's theme. To our listeners, thank you as well. Be sure to follow us on social media at The Tower UMN to stay up to date. Until next time.